Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. In a few minutes, I'll give you two numbers. Both are direct call-in numbers to our station. One is worldwide, meaning anywhere except from the United States or Canada. And those two countries, share a phone number. Now, should you be hearing crackly stuff, I apologize. It is absolutely on my end. It has nothing to do with BBS Radio's equipment. It's on my end. And Seth, my producer, has tried very hard to make it as clear as possible. We hope it will continue to be so. Those phone numbers are worldwide, 877-489-6350. If you live in the United States or Canada, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. Please call in often. This is, I don't have a guest again tonight, so call in, get some free readings. We're going to talk a little bit about Halloween since tomorrow is Halloween. And it is, of course, Halloween is the eve of All Saints Day. All, A-L-L, Saints Day. That's a lot of saints. My question is, I wonder if the Catholic tradition includes in all of All Saints Days the ones that they have pulled sainthood away from, considering that some people still consider them saints and helpful entities. If you know the answer to that question, give me a call. I like being educated. I have a wonderful book, a wonderful book. It's called The Element Encyclopedia of the Psychic World. It's fat. Teresa Ching's, and I probably mispronounced it, C-H-E-U-N-G, The Ultimate A to Z of Spirits, Mysteries, and the Paranormal. She has put several of these together, and they're just wonderful. They're encyclopedias. They're just cool, and they're beautifully presented. The Element Encyclopedia of the Psychic World. And I really didn't know whether she would include, this is a Barnes & Noble product, I didn't know whether she would include Halloween, but she did. And the reason I want to talk about Halloween is because it's a sacred day for some folks, but it's also a fun day. Of course, Halloween always brings in that scary element because we're talking about people that have passed on. And we in our society today looks at death and dying as a little bit of a, well, maybe big scary. And of course, around the world, whatever your traditions are, and I would love for you to call me and tell me your traditions about death and dying, burying people, that sort of thing. It's scary because Halloween presents that event saying that the veil is the thinnest ever, if there at all, between the two worlds. The world that is what we think of the dead, the world of the dead, and the world of the living. But in many ways, the dead are living. They're just not in the flesh that we consider to be a living, breathing flesh. And yet, spirit is very much alive. And of course, somebody conjured up this business about if they come out of their graves to celebrate this event, then of course they're going to be ugly and bloody and da-da-da-da-da. And that's that scary impulse that we incorporated with spirit. It's observed annually on the night of the 31st. It was originally a pagan festival of the dead. It's celebrated today as a night of fancy dress, trick-or-treating, and superstitious fun and games. Now, if you know where the fancy celebration came in, if you know when that got started, or if you know why it's celebrated in that way, then call in and tell me. It's a festival. It traces its origins back to ancient Celts, C-E-L-T-S, who celebrated the start of the new year and the end of the summer around the 1st of November. They believed that this night the veil between the dead and the living was at its thinnest, and the dead would rise out of its grave. The living dressed themselves in disguise so spirits would not recognize them, and huge bonfires would be lit in an attempt to rekindle the diminishing energy of the sun god in the winter. That's why people dress up. But originally, they dressed strictly as though they were dead. Of course, now we're doing wonderful things with beautiful costumes and maybe dressing up as heroes and that sort of thing. The ancient Romans also celebrated the festivals that influenced the development of the Halloween tradition. The festival of Pomona, P-O-M-O-N-A, the goddess of the orchards and the harvest. Because remember, this is the harvest time. Was celebrated around the same time. Apples and nuts still have their place in Halloween traditions absorbed today. And I can remember my mom giving pecans away. She didn't give candy away. She'd give pecans and apples. And, of course, nowadays people would be so worried about us injecting something bad into the apples and nuts. It's hard to do that anymore. As time went on, fairies, witches, and goblins, and spirits, as well as the dead, were said to come out in force on Halloween night. What better way for goblins and spirits and all that to conceal themselves than in the mix of the costume? In England, Guy Fawkes, F-A-W-K-E-S night, and I don't know who that is, so if you know who that is, call, tell me, celebrated on the 5th of November, absorbed many of the traditions of All Hallows Eve. But currently the tradition of Halloween is enjoying newfound popularity, da-da-da-da-da. Where Halloween, this isn't just in America, where Halloween has been an established part of American folklore. Folklore, isn't that an interesting comment, folklore? Since 1840s, when poverty-stricken Irish fled to the United States, but in Europe and England too. Wiccans and pagans absorb All Hallows' Eve, also known as Samhain, I always mispronounce that word, S-A-M-H-A-I-N, as one of their most important sacred days. Really an important sentence. With Wiccans, which is considered a religion, pagans, a religion, for them it was a time for fun, but also a time to honor the dead, communicate with spirit, and observe rituals. It is also thought to be a particularly good time to make a fresh start and commence new projects. Now, that's another reason why I wanted to talk about Halloween tonight. Because if you celebrate Halloween at all, if you celebrate it at all, with your kids and you go trick-or-treating and you do all that sort of thing, it's really important for them to know what they're celebrating. And yes, I know a lot of religions out there don't want to, organized religions, don't want their kids to know anything about pagans and Wiccans. But if they're going to celebrate another part of the world's and history's traditions, they should at least know about the tradition. For a while, my son didn't celebrate Halloween, even when he began having children, because it had to do with witches and pagans. He's gotten over that over the years, which is fun for the kids, but he made sure that they knew about that. So, pagans, I think that last paragraph is really important. Wiccans and pagans observe All Hallows' Eve as one of their most important sacred days. For them, it's a time for fun, but also a time to honor the dead. So, whatever your religion is, perhaps it's a time to do that. Add that day to honor your relatives, your loved ones. Honor the dead in some way, even if it's to do a picture with a little altar or something and put a nut or a piece of fruit or something in front of the picture. Now, that's about the element encyclopedia of the psychic world. Excuse me, my throat is trying to go out on me. This is Elaine Ireland, and you're going global for spirit with me on bbsradio.com. Those worldwide, that worldwide phone number is 877-489-6350, Canada, United States. Please call in on 1-888-228-4494. Now, we don't have a guest tonight. We had planned on having a guest, and we were going to talk a little bit about this.
But she doesn't have a voice.
Maybe my throat problems this evening are in sympathy with her, but we'll have her back on another time. She won't be able to come anywhere near the show until probably mid-January. So maybe we'll be talking about Halloween in January. Actually, we're going to talk about pagans and Wiccans and that sort of thing also. Now, one of the things that they talked about was fresh starts and new projects. So we're looking at new beginnings, of course, and on past shows, we've talked about new beginnings before. But what does it take to do a fresh start? It takes focus, dedication, it takes commitment. But what's also interesting is that we look at Halloween in the darkness. We celebrate in the darkness. We go out at night. We walk around at night. Isn't that interesting that, or have you ever thought about that? And out of that has the ability for new light and new life. So we're coming out of the darkness into the light, and that's when they also think about the veil being the thinnest. It is indeed the thinnest at that time, if it exists at all. And we hear the term quite often about coming into the light, walk into the light, go into the light, out of the darkness. We talk about spirit on Halloween. You talk about being spiritual and having spiritual energy. All of that is tied in to Halloween according to the pagan and Wiccan rituals. When they celebrate their holiday, it is a holiday. The rest of it, the costuming, the parties, the trick-or-treating. And if you know where trick-or-treats came into play, that had to be a naughty person's idea, right? Or maybe it was a fun-loving person's idea to create trick-or-treat. Call in and let's talk about that, because we've got the whole world listening to this station. I would love to have your views and your ideas about this holiday. Now, it's not a national holiday for the United States anyway. They don't give us a day off, certainly, but it is celebrated by individuals as a holiday. This is October the 30th, 2008. I was entertainment tonight as a psychic reader at a corporate function, and they celebrated they brought their families with wonderful costumes and had a costume contest, and adults and kids alike were celebrating. But I would venture a guess that 50% of the people there didn't know what they were celebrating. It was just a fun, and I'm talking adults, a fun day. Some of the kids are taught this in school these days. They might have been able to say exactly what you're celebrating. But I so embrace the idea of this fresh start, new projects. We're coming into fall. There's fall harvest, the Pomona goddess. She represents the orchard goddess. She's representing all of the new growth. So that's part of that new beginning, new projects stuff. What happens in the fall, did when I was a kid anyway, things were harvested, and that meant, like in the spring, canning. I can remember my mom and my aunt and my dad peeling and doing all the sorts of things that you need to do to can and to freeze and to do all of that. So there again, that's nurturing. It's coming out of the earth, and it nurtures our body. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit on BBSRadio.com. We're talking about Halloween and some of the underlying energies of Halloween and what it means. Start fresh starts, new projects. You know, this is a time when the farmers are going to be, once they've harvested, they're going to be plowing back into the earth and starting over again and planting for the next year. Next spring. But looking at spirit, we have to look at, because Halloween has to do with spirit and spirits. I think that's wonderful. There's until my granddaughter and I were talking about this the other day, I hadn't really, as long as I've been doing this work, I hadn't really looked at Halloween in this way. And she's in the third grade, so she had some interesting questions that, based on some comments that her teachers had made, which I thought was really insightful in today's classroom. When you walk through Halloween as adults, when you enjoy your Halloween day, evening, you're being aware of spiritual energy, whether you're totally and completely aware of why you're celebrating. You're walking through it anyway, so you might as well be aware. You're looking at the energy of spirit. There is a feeling that goes with spiritual energy. It's subtle, but once it's experienced, once you're touched by it, you're never going to forget it. Manny, Pure Heart, in his Book of Answers, has some interesting observations about the energy of spirit, and even brings up the word focus that I thought about a while ago. When you're focusing on new beginnings, with new projects and fresh starts, which to me is kind of what Halloween, now I think of it this way, what Halloween is all about. It's a matter of focusing to get in touch with spirit, to get in touch with your spiritual energy. It's really important that you recognize, you acknowledge how spirit touches you, how spirit moves you. It's really, really important that you do that. And I agree with them. Once you've been touched by spirit, once you recognize that energy, you're never quite the same. If you are just starting on your journey of spiritual growth, then be aware to protect yourself. I don't know what your religion is, of course. There are thousands of you out there. But whatever protection is for you, whether it's the Lord's Prayer or a mantra or a chant, then put that sense of protection around you as you meditate. And I encourage you folks out there to meditate. Pray, whatever light-filled activity you do, to go to your highest spiritual level. Now, at the risk, I don't want to sound dramatic with all this, because Halloween should sound fun. It should be fun. But it is an energy that has to be participated in, or should be participated in, and recognized as you move through the energy of that evening. Because Halloween is celebrated in the evening, we know that, although some folks will have their parties and so forth all day long, like your school parties. But that's a time, that is a perfect time for people to be touched by spirit in a healthy way, not a scary, spooky way. There's a difference. Although being touched by spirit the first time can scare the wits out of a lot of people, it doesn't have to be done by ghouls and goblins. It's done by the internal part of you that is considered spirit. It's just a wonderful time to get in touch with, if you're practiced at this, to get in touch with spirits you've had a hard time communicating with, whether it be somebody who recently passed on or somebody who's been gone, your great-grandmother you never met, but you really would like to know her. Halloween is a great time. It's a little bit like Christmas. I know, I can hear the complaints now. I believe that at our Christmas time, worldwide, and it doesn't matter what religion that you are, the very fact that the world is open to certain energies, the entire world sends out this wonderful, loving energy all around the world, that the whole world is open for especially religious experiences. That seems to be the buzzword these days. At Halloween, it's just as important because people are intentionally reacting to that veil that is down. So they're intentionally making an effort, although you may not realize it. They may just simply say, oh, I'm just having fun. I'm going to the party as a mummy. They're tapping into that, and they may not even realize it. So there's that focus, and that within itself is a new beginning. That within itself is allowing you to touch base with spirit. And if you're going to do that, you might as well make it on purpose with somebody that you want to touch base with. Really important that you do some of that on purpose. On purpose. Darkness, out of that comes new light and new life. I like that. I like that idea. That's my idea, by the way. My inspiration. I'm sure Spirit gave it to me, but I'll claim it temporarily. How about that? This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for Spirit on VBSRadio.com. Call in, give me your opinions, ask your questions. Tonight is the night to do private readings. Not so private on the radio, is it? Tonight is the night to do, all the readings are free. So this is what I do. So call and get a reading. I'd love to hear your voice. See what state or what country you would call from. I did a private corporation party tonight. And it was quite the international organization. I always love doing this particular party because it's just, it's over 75% European, Indian, just a marvelous exchange of different cultures and religions and beautiful names that we don't normally, that we don't have here as culture. Just gorgeous. When we're looking at spirit, we are also looking at spirituality, which is the form of the exercising of that spirit. Manny says, at our very core lies a vast sea, S-E-A, of spirituality, invested in our psyche as a major portion of our birthright. Quite a statement, huh? It is so much an integral part of who we are that it can be ignored and seemingly lost with the greatest of ease by those who are not conscious of it. It is much like a birthmark on our back. We may or may not know of its existence, but it is there nonetheless. spirituality is completely different than religion. Religion is man's manipulation of man in the name of God. Never heard religion called that. It's quite interesting, isn't it? Spirituality is each soul's intimate connection with that creator. For more information on religion, see the entry for ceremony. We'll do that another time. But those words go along with what we celebrate at Halloween. We all have experiences of one kind or another when we deal with spirit. And sometimes our tap and our exchange of experiences becomes a spiritual experience or prepares us for spirituality, the growth therein. I believe, and it's my belief, you don't have to agree with me. Call me and tell me whether you do or not. I believe we cannot help but grow equally as we grow psychically, we grow spiritually. As we grow spiritually, we become more open psychically. Now, why that happens, I'm not quite sure, and I've been via spirit helpful to people growing spiritually and psychically. But I never get a real clear explanation about why that happens. My theory is that as we grow psychically, we are better in tune and more open to other people's needs and what they want for their life and their growth, which is a larger part of spirituality and being spiritual. And keep in mind, and I agree with Manny, that spirituality has nothing to do with organized religion or religion. I keep saying organized, and it doesn't have to be totally organized. It has to do with the way you treat others, human, animal, life, everything. Spirituality, that's what spirituality is all about. And that changes from culture and society to society. But there's always a basis of existence and rules in those cultures and societies. For a lot of us, it's the Ten Commandments, the Torah scroll. There are a lot of papers out there that say this is how you live. This is the basis for what's acceptable by this culture, this society. It's good that we have those. Unfortunately, countries get into wars over them. But they're there, and they're all valid. So in being a spiritual person, the very best spiritual person you can be, you're treating another human being, an animal, a plant, to the very best that you can be. That's the basis. Sometimes experiences that happen on Halloween, Christmas, even Easter, because that's a time of resurrection and new beginnings. Isn't it interesting that all of these are new beginnings? Closures and yet new beginnings. We're touched by some of that, and we move forward with our own growth. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. A little different twist looking at Halloween and what Halloween is all about, and how we can approach it in order to grow even more than what we already are, and leaving doors open to understand ourselves and others, and to invite spirit to come into our world. That's a tricky statement. Invite spirit to come into our world. Because that's what we do, whether we realize it or not. when we participate in the evening of Halloween. I keep saying evening. It's not just evening. Just like I've been a part of different Halloween events all day today. All day, starting at 10 o'clock this morning, I've participated in something of someone's age group, and it's not even Halloween yet. Tomorrow is Halloween. Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. Call in, ask some questions, share your ideas, share your culture, your traditions. Oh, especially if you walk with the pagan walk or you walk with the Wiccan walk, I would love to have you share the show this evening. Love to have anybody share the show. But those folks have a lot to share in their traditions, and I'd like to hear from you. Those phone numbers, if you live in the United States or Canada, 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Give me a call. This is Elaine Ireland. You're Going Global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. Next week, we're going to go for Elka again next week. We're going to hope that Elka can be with us again next week. I don't have anybody for the full moon of November the 13th. Kramer will be with us on the 20th. Kramer Wetzel. He's my astrologer buddy. One of the things that you do need to do on Halloween is work from the heart. You need to be safe. You need to be patient. And you need to have scary fun. But being safe, that's important. Paying attention, not getting so excited that you running out into the streets, that sort of thing. Just be patient. I want to talk about fresh starts and new projects. Focus, dedication, commitment. We participate in the darkness. We come out the other side, new light and new life. New light and new life. But if you have new projects to begin, it's the whole theory of plowing up and plowing under. Imagining if you want major new beginnings, this is a really good time for major new beginnings. Life-changing. Not shattering. Life-changing new beginnings. This is a great time of the year for it. Mercury's not in retrograde. Don't know what Kramer would say. We'll have to ask Kramer about that when he's on the show, astrologically. But from a psychic point of view, this is a great time to start new things. Yes, I know our economy is just real weird right now, and we've got a presidential election coming up on the 4th. Vote, by the way, if you haven't already. Talk about new beginnings. This is major new beginnings. This is not going to affect just the United States. It's going to affect the entire world, and especially over the next 6 months. So get out there and have a voice. Vote if you haven't already. Even if it means standing in line, go vote. Yes, I have already voted. I voted Saturday. Thank you very much. No, I'm not going to tell you who I voted for. Got to vote from the heart this time. Got to really follow your instincts with this one. New beginnings, that's part of that new beginnings. We have to admit to ourselves that our world is in the need of new focus, new dedication, new commitment, and going forward. And that means doing so both with our head and our heart this time. So, dig up everything you possibly can. And this Halloween, treat it with not just the scary, spooky stuff, but treat Halloween this time maybe with a prayer of protection. talk to spirits while you have that thin veil. Ask for their assistance. Ask for their help. Ask for their guidance, even if you've never done that before, especially if you've never done that before. And listen to what they have to say. And listen to their direction. Very important that we do it this time. Take advantage of that thin veil. Take advantage of their ability to hear us clearer and better than on any other day. This is a great time to learn how to meditate. Use this time frame to work on developing your own spirituality and moving forward from your own darkness, and I don't mean, again, to sound dramatic, but your own hidden space, and going forward. Be a great time to do it. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts. That's part of that focus. Part of that dedication and that commitment. It's important at times like this that I've used that word a lot tonight, haven't I? Important. It'd be interesting to go back and count the time. Commitment is necessary to getting done what you want to get done. When you start a new project, when you start a new focus, commitment from your head and your heart is important. It's interesting that so much can come out of the Halloween, the energy of Halloween. I bet you thought it was all spooky time and ghouls and goblins, but there's a lot more to it than that, isn't there? And I would love to have your opinions. I would love to hear what you have to say. Worldwide, that phone number is 877-489-6350. Canada and the United States, 1-888-228-4494. Been talking about Halloween, the eve of All Saints' Day. Now, if anybody knows why that day was chosen, sounds like we've got things bounced together here, doesn't it? Ghouls and goblins, pagans and Wiccans, and then all of a sudden we have All Saints' Day, which is totally opposite. If you know how it became to be that day, and why and how All Saints' Day got rolled into that, which is November the 1st, not October the 31st. Call and let me know. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit. Call in, get a free reading. This is a great time. Great time of the night to do that. So, quiet out there. So call in. Out of the darkness into the light. Out of the darkness into the light on Halloween energy. Working on your spiritual energy, working on your spiritual growth, working on your psychic ability. What is it about Halloween that sharpens our psychic ability? What is it that we can, what makes it, besides the veil not being as thick, what is it about that day, that evening, that energy and air that makes us so much more aware of everything around us? It is electric. I can remember as a kid, and I've never been one to like to do the costume thing, but as a kid, I can remember being out in it, and it was just like there was something hanging in the air. Perhaps was that the spiritual part of us? Was that the ghost and goblins just kind of hanging around? And why goblins? Why do we have to make it negative? Because goblins are supposed to be the really bad guys. Ghost, spirit. What do you consider to be the difference between the two? Call me and tell me. This is Elaine Ireland, and I would love to have some company. Halloween, tomorrow. Be safe, be patient, and have scary fun. But most of all, observe what it's really about. Talk to each other about it. Talk to your kids about it if you've dressed them up. Let them know what they're celebrating. They'll appreciate Halloween even more. Halloween is tomorrow. Be safe. But also look at it as another way of thinking, as another way of moving forward with your own spiritual growth. Don't be afraid to talk to spirits. You know, you can do that all the time. You can walk around your house talking to whoever you want to talk to on the other side. Everybody from Einstein. Do you think maybe some of those people are back in body? Who knows? Call me and tell me if you think so. But you can talk to anybody recently deceased or a long time ago. Talk to them, but it's really easy to talk to them on Halloween. Actually, tonight that energy is there too. People are preparing. So it gets easier as we get closer to, say, midnight tonight, which is not that far off.